In yesterday's Daily Bread, we considered one factor concerning sin, in that sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin is defined by such terms as lawlessness, iniquity, transgression of law, and unrighteousness. But what the definitions do not tell us are the consequences that sin has on the physical, emotional, and spiritual psyche of man's nature. As a result of sin, mankind's sojourn on the earth has been plagued with heartache, deceit, and death, both spiritually and physically. Societies have plummeted to the depth of destruction due to lawlessness, iniquity, and unrighteousness. In this segment, we want to consider the next step that sin takes. That is, sin will cost you more than you want to pay. As the events surrounding David's transgression with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, unfolded, David found himself in a disastrous situation, not only with God, but also with man. Uriah was one of David's mighty men, that the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of Jehovah concerning Israel, 1 Chronicles 11 and verse 10. David called Uriah in from the battle and made a number of attempts to set the stage so as to give Uriah the idea that the child was his. His devices were to no avail. David's last resolve was to have Uriah put to death. David sent a letter by the hand of Uriah to Joab, the captain of Israel's host. The letter Uriah carried was his own death warrant. Joab was instructed to put Uriah in the heat of the battle and then withdraw from him, which Joab did, at the cost of additional casualties. When Joab reported back to David, knowing David would not be pleased with the losses, Joab's message to David was, "The men prevailed against us and came out unto us into the field. And we were upon them, even unto the entrance of the gate. And the shooters shot at thy servants from off the wall, and some of the king's servants are dead. And thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also." To which David said unto the messenger, "Thus shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him." 2 Samuel 11, 23 through 25. The cost of David's sin was high. However, it continued to exact wages. The child born to Bathsheba died, and the consequences were not to leave the family of David. "Wherefore hast thou despised the word of Jehovah to do that which is evil in his sight? Thou hast smitten Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith Jehovah, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor. And he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." 2 Samuel 12, 9 through 12. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of James saying, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempteth no man. But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it hath conceived, beareth sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, bringeth forth death." James 1:13 through 15.